23 minutes away from 9 a.m., it is time for Coffee with the Mayor. Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra joining us right now on the road. Mayor Kurt, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Doing very good. Good to have you on the line this morning. And I was going to say you're across the big pond, but it's really more like the big lake, right?
Yeah, exactly. Over on the Wisconsin side, for about 6 years I've served on a board in Wisconsin, and today is my final meeting. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, did you drive over there, or did you take the City of Holland private jet?
If only. No, it was a lovely drive to the fair city of Chicago.
Oh, yes. Get to go through the Windy City on the way.
And indeed it was as well.
I'll bet. Well, the City of Holland, of course, big news today is the Sinterklaas parade. Are you going to be back in time for the parade or not?
Fortunately, I will not. I haven't missed one of these before, but this year the Mayor Pro Tem, Bob Andavusky, is going to be doing the official duties. But let's be real candid. So long as Sinterklaas shows up, I don't think anybody really cares who else is there or not.
That's right. That's what everybody's there for, right?
Exactly.
I hear you on that one.
No, but it's one of those great Holland traditions this week. You know, we had first the Parade of Lights on Tuesday and then followed by the Sinterklaas Parade. So it's a very fun week and a festive time of the year in a great city.
And what a great job that the Parks and Recreation Department did, putting up all the lights in Centennial Park.
I think actually the BPW does a fair amount of that as
well. Oh, they do? Okay. Well,
yeah.
Hats off to them. What a beautiful display this year.
It looks great. It really does look great.
So, really, really nice.
Perhaps there'll be a little snow. Who knows? But not so far.
Nope. No big blizzards. Maybe a little snow here and there. But what do we have going on in the City of Holland? What would you like to chat about this morning?
Well, just probably the biggest news, both near-term and long-term, is the approval. We got the air permit this week from Michigan Department of Environmental Quality for the new power plant. And it actually was surprisingly, I don't want to say easy, but surprisingly smooth to do so. As anyone who has been following even a whiff of this whole story for years has known, it's been a kind of a highly contentious thing about how and where and when we should get more power in the future. We decided about a year ago on the natural gas option, and I had to sort of one of the things you have to do, in addition to all the contracting for the actual construction and design of it, is you need to get a permit from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, making sure that the emissions are within the limits set by state and federal law. So we've been doing that, and you have to model all the way that works based on a particular site. So that's why we had to pick a site first so we could do the modeling and submit the application. And that has been done, and there's a notice and comment period where anybody could make comments or even request a hearing before the DEQ. And no one requested a hearing, and I think the hearing date would have been set for something like Tuesday of this week or Monday of this week, and nobody requested it. So all of a sudden Wednesday came along, and I was copied on an email from the DEQ that basically said, here's your permit.
Wow, that's amazingly fast and amazingly smooth. That is great news.
Indeed. And so now we've got the green light, both locally, of course, because the council and DPW approved the project, and now from the state government to actually construct it. So not as though the BPW hadn't been planning and working on the design of the plant. They've been doing that for months. But we're closing in on getting all the property under control, got the permits, the designs are coming together. So shovel, it's pretty soon we'll be putting the specs out for bidding, and then construction will start with us with an opening date of 2016.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, I had an email come in from Jesse in Holland here, question, and this is a really good question because maybe not a lot of people know this, but will this plant eventually replace the one that is on the shore there of Lake Mack, or is this going to be in addition to that?
It will be. The answer in good political form is both. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it will completely replace it. There are three operating units at the DeYoung site right now, the plant along Lake Mack. Unit 3, which was put into service in the early 50s, and Units 4 and 5. Now, Unit 3 was the one that we were going to be taking offline. That was the plan all along because it still runs just fine, but not the cleanest burning thing, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So that one will be going away. And Unit 3, by the way, is also the one that runs snow melts. We had to factor that into what we did also.
Absolutely.
4 and 5 were designed to either run by burning coal or burning natural gas. So the thought with 4 and 5 for the near term is to turn them into what are called peaking units. You know, think of that third 98-degree day in August.
Yes.
When you know, you finally break down and crank your AC, if everybody does that, you know, the demand really spikes in those particular times, and you need to have the capacity as a utility or as all the utilities to be able to meet that demand. So we don't necessarily need it for our utility, but those units are bought, they're paid for, and they might have some value. We haven't gone out and tested the market yet on this. They might have some value to sell off that capacity for peaking purposes for other utilities.
Okay.
In the short term, because we've been doing a lot of thinking and talking about what the lakefront might look like, you know, in the next generation.
Right.
And eventually we think that DPW, the Young site, is going to be a pretty key piece of the redevelopment of the water in one form or another.
Very exciting.
So, you know, eventually there'll be some higher demand on that property. But in the short term, the thought is we might you know, be able to reap some economic reward from it for you know, 5-10 years maybe, before it completely goes away, or until we decide, hey, you know what, here's something that's more important for us along the waterfront, and the whole thing goes away. But I think by the time that, you know, my 12-year-old daughter reaches maybe the end of her college life, my hunch is the entirety of the Young will be gone.
Exciting. Well, if you need some help selling off part of that plant, let me know, because the Trading Post is here to help, okay?
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
We're here to help.
And I think if I get two other things to sell at that time, so I'll have to think about it.
There you go.
Sell off.
Got to have at least three things, right? All right, Mayor Dykstra, have a safe trip home this weekend. And
all right.
Thanks for joining us.
Brandon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye now. Coffee with the Mayor with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, brought to you every Friday morning by Cunningham Dahlman right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.